I greet you with blessings and joy on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, August 2nd. My name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice, and I serve our Redeemer Lutheran Church and First Presbyterian Church in Newberry. I am also the administrative interim pastor at Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie and at St. James Lutheran Church in Rudyard. Let us begin with the call to worship. Come to the water, all you who thirst. Come drink deeply from the river of life. Come to the water, all you who are weary. Come rest in the quiet pools of God's love. Come to the water, all you who long for justice. Come be renewed in God's ever-flowing stream. For God is here among us, washing away the dust and grime of our lives, and pouring out the Spirit on all who thirst. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Holy God, you have stricken us and will bind up our wounds. We bring to you all that is comfortable and self-satisfied in us, and we let it go. We bring to you the times we have avoided the struggle, taken the line of least resistance, colluded, and let them go. And because we believe that you do bless us, we bring to you our sins and questions and doubts and uncertainties, and we offer them. By your grace, forgive us. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Hear the word of the Lord in Jesus. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to please join me in prayer. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit. And with this food, fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our readings for today are from Isaiah chapter 11. Verses 1 through 5, Psalm 145, verses 8 through 9 and 14 through 21, Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, and the Holy Gospel for today is according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you, from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, our gospel reading for today from Matthew 14 started with these words. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. Jesus wanted to be left alone. He was grieving. John the Baptist was dead. Though related, their only interaction in the Bible was when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan. We know, though, theirs was a special relationship. John was sent to be the forerunner of Jesus, the proclaimer of who is to come. John was the one to prepare the way of the Lord. In John 1, 6 through 9, we hear, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. And in verses 29 through 34, we hear, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John testified, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. John proclaimed to the world who Jesus is, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And now, as we hear today, John is dead and Jesus is grieving. He got in a boat and went to a deserted place all by himself. I've been in that boat before. Have you? Someone so near and dear to you has walked on. They've died. And all you want to do is be left alone, to shed tears in private, to ponder the things that may forever go unsaid, wishing you could hug that person or say, I love you, or to just be with that person one more time. I've been in that boat before, many times, and I'm sure you probably have been too. And yet, Jesus doesn't get far. No, he looked around toward the land and realized the crowd was getting bigger and bigger. Men, women, and children were running along the shore, trying to get Jesus' attention. Hey, Jesus, hey, can you please help me? Can you please heal me? Can you please feed me? The crowd was not going to leave him alone. So he went ashore. As a pastor who struggles with this particular issue from time to time, I can say that Jesus didn't keep very good boundaries. At a time when he wanted and needed to be away from everyone and everything for rest, for a time of reflection upon John the Baptist's beheading, Jesus didn't keep very good boundaries. He must have skipped that part in the seminary's pastoral care class. Keeping good boundaries was one of those issues stressed over and over to us going through seminary. You are no good to anyone if you are burnt out. And yet, self-care, tending to your personal needs, and finding a balance between church life and personal life can be very challenging at times. Boundaries in any profession can be difficult to keep. I know of bosses who take work home with them on weekends or pop into the office after hours because it's the best time to catch up on some paperwork. No one else is there to bother you. The phone isn't ringing either. Yes, you know who you are. When I moved up here to the UP, I set a particular boundary for myself. I decided I would never set up a home office in the parsonage Oh, I have a room for it. I have a tall bookshelf. I have a stapler and staples, pens and pencils, notepads and sticky notes. I just don't have a desk. And no thank you, I don't want a desk. As much as I can, once I walk through the door at home, I try to decompress, to rest and relax, and to focus on myself and my personal life. Now, it would be silly of me to say that I never get phone calls after I'm home, or that I don't send emails or texts relating to church ministry after hours. I most certainly do. And there have been some trips to the office on Saturday evenings to put the finishing touches on a sermon. But at least I can say I don't have a home office. Leaving any sense of peace and solitude behind, Jesus went ashore. He was immediately surrounded by people. Then Jesus did what Jesus does. He healed them. He restored sight to the blind, gave relief to the leper, hearing to the deaf, voice to the mute. As exhausted as he was, as grief-stricken as he was, and as much as he just wanted to be alone, Jesus had compassion for the people and cured their sick. When it was getting late and the disciples told Jesus to send the people away so that there would be time for them to go to the village and buy something to eat, Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Jesus had demonstrated compassion by healing the sick. Now he wanted the disciples to demonstrate compassion by feeding the people. 5,000 men, besides women and children. With 5 loaves, 2 fish, and a blessing from God, all were fed, and there were plenty of leftovers. Jesus' compassion for the sick and strength to do his work was a lesson to the disciples. Have compassion for the hungry and feed them. Jesus' compassion for the sick and strength to do his work is a lesson for us. Have compassion for the hungry and feed them. Have compassion for the lonely and visit them, the homeless and provide shelter for them, the naked and clothe them, those in hospitals and nursing homes and prisons, and reach out to them. Jesus' compassion for the sick and strength to do his work is what we are to do in the world. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I invite you to pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit that makes us one. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to support one of the ministries providing this broadcast, please clearly designate your contribution to Faith Lutheran Church, First Presbyterian Church, or our Redeemer Lutheran Church. All contributions may be mailed to P.O. Box 473, Newberry, Michigan, 49868. Again, my name is Pastor Melinda Vandersice. Thank you for joining me today. Go from here with joy and confidence to love and serve God and one another. Thanks be to God. Okay, you had me.